Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. At least 60 people in southern Nigeria died late Saturday when a church roof collapsed during a service. Many dozens more were injured. Udom Emmanuel, governor of Akwa Ibom State, where the collapse happened, was among the worshippers.
It's not a good thing, and we are really, really devastated that this could happen. But at the same time, I pray that people should be calm, and let's actually assess the situation. Let's see the casualties that we have, and then be rest assured on the part of government, we'll do everything possible to make sure that this will never happen again in this state.
The church was still under construction when the roof collapsed during a ceremony to install the church founder as bishop. Two explosions rocking a huge football stadium in Istanbul late Saturday. Witnesses and authorities said the attack, a car bombing and a suicide blast, targeted security officers 2 hours after a soccer match ended. At least 29 people were killed, dozens more wounded. There was no claim of responsibility for that attack. A VOA reporter in Istanbul said the nature of the attack suggests it was staged by outlawed Kurdish militants. At least 50 soldiers in Yemen are dead after a suicide bomber blew himself up at the entrance of an army base, that in the city of Aden. The attack was later claimed by the Islamic State. Saudi Arabia, which took in Yemen's exiled president, intervened in the Yemeni civil war in 2015, combating the Iran-allied Houthi fighters who seized Yemen's capital and removed from Aden last summer. This is VOA News.